That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Friday, Lum discovered that the safe had been robbed. And as we look in on the old fellows today, we find Squire Skimp in the circus wagon that serves as their office and headquarters talking to Lum. And from their conversation, the disappearance of the money is still a mystery. Listen.
Well, Lum, I'm just as anxious to find that stolen money as you are. I don't want you and Abner thinking I took it.
Well, I ain't accusing nobody. All I know is I put the money in the safe Thursday night, and you were standing right here Friday when I went to get it out, and it was gone.
Well, yes, that's right, Lum, but that is no sign that I took it.
I ain't saying you did. I'm just saying that me and you and Abner's the only ones that knows the combination of that safe. And you know me and Abner ain't going to steal nothing from ourselves.
That right there is just the reason I'm anxious to get this thing cleared up.
Yeah, me too.
You and Abner have been sleeping right here in a wagon, Lum. If I'd have come in here, you surely would have known it.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know. The lock on that safe ain't been tampered with at all, so whoever got the money is bound to know the combination.
Yes, it sure looks like it. Where did you get that safe, Lum?
Well, it come with the circus when we taken it over.
You haven't seen any suspicious-looking characters hanging around the wagon here in the last few days, have you?
No, just us is all. Or, I mean, not no strangers that I know of.
Well, what about Cedric?
What about him?
Well, he hangs out around the wagon here right smart.
Oh, well, it ain't it Cedric I know, Squire. He's as honest as the day is long.
Well, yes, but a young boy that way, he's easily influenced on him. Somebody else might have put him up to it, you know.
In the first place, Cedric don't even know the combination to the safe. He couldn't open it if he wanted to.
Well, he's been hanging around here quite a lot, Lum, and he's seen you and Abner open it. He might have memorized that combination.
Cedric memorized a combination? He ain't through working on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star yet.
Yeah.
Oh, law me, Squire, I'd just as soon tell Cedric what the combination is. He couldn't recollect it long enough to get back here and open the safe no ways.
Well, I'm just trying to think of all the possibilities.
Well, I'll talk to him, ask him about it, but I know it ain't him. He has a hard enough time recollecting what day of the month it is.
Yes, well, in a case like this, Lum, you just about have to consider everybody guilty.
Yeah, I reckon so, but I know everybody never took it.
Well, I didn't mean that, no.
What I can't understand is how anybody could have come in here and broke in this wagon and opened the safe and took the money without waking one or the other of us up.
Well, of course not. It might have been done in the daytime, Lum. There is that possibility, you know.
No, we always keep the wagon locked up, less than me or Abner One's right here with it.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, either that or I leave somebody here with it to watch it for me. I know Friday morning I was gone for a few minutes, so I left Zenora's brother here to keep an eye on the safe.
Zenora's brother?
Yeah, I've been awful about it. He ran over here that morning and said Zenora wanted to see me around the back of the big top right quick, so I got him to stay here in the wagon. I weren't gone more than 10 minutes, no way.
Well, now, I believe we're getting somewhere.
What do you mean, Squire?
I thought that fella had a pretty shifty eye on him.
Now, wait a minute, Squire. If you're fixing to accuse him, you're getting off on the wrong track.
Guess what makes you think so?
Because in the first place, he's Zenora's brother. Wouldn't no more think of stealing than he would of flying. And in the second and third place, he don't even know the combination to the safe. And we know that whoever took the money did know it.
Yes, that's right. Looks like it lets him out, all right.
Of course it does.
Lum, are you sure you put the money in the safe Thursday night?
Why, sure I put it in there. Wait a minute. You ain't fishing me, are you?
No. I just thought you might have hid the money someplace else and forgot about it.
No, sir. I've got proof that I put the money in the safe right after the show closed Thursday night.
You say you've got proof?
Yeah, right after the show was over, Zenora was complaining about being hungry, and I told her I'd take her over to town there and buy her something to eat. But we come by the wagon here for me to put the money up first on account of didn't want to be packing that much cash on me.
Oh, and did she wait outside for you?
No, sir. She sat right there in that chair and seen me open the safe and put the money in that shoebox, and I can prove it by her.
So Zenora was in here when you put the money up, huh?
Yes, sir, and I can prove it by her.
Well, Lum, wouldn't it have been mighty easy for her to watch you work the combination and then come back here later?
Now, wait just a minute, Squire. Just stop right where you're at. Don't you start accusing that little woman of having anything to do with it. There's as fine a little woman as ever drawed breath.
Well, I'm not saying that she did it, Lum. It just seems to me,
you just leave her name out of this. I can tell you right now, she never had a thing to do with it.
Well, all right, Lum, it's your money. If that's the way you feel about it, it's all right with me.
Well, that's exactly the way I feel about it. Every time anybody's name's been brung up, you've tried to pint suspicion at them. I'm getting good and tired.
Well, what's going on in here?
Oh, come on in, Abner.
Well, it's about time to open up the ticket office, Lum. There's a big crowd gathered around in front of the tent there.
Yes,
I... Yeah, I expect I better get out there and make my spiel done, too.
Well, I'll be around there quick as I get some money out of the safe here for change.
Yes, I'll go ahead and get the crowd gathered on.
All right.
Hey, what's the matter with you and Squire? Sound like he's arguing about something just now.
Yeah, he's trying to say Zenora was the one that taken that money out of the safe.
Well, what's his reason for saying she done it?
Well, he's the only one that knows the combination outside of me and you, and he's got a key to the wagon. That's more likely his reason.
Well, maybe so, but I still don't think it was him, Lum.
Well, what got me more suspicious than ever, I've been cross-examining here, sorter, and everybody's name that was brung up, he tried to make me think they was the ones that done it.
Well, maybe he was just interested in trying to help.
Yeah, but I've been trying cases in my justice of the peace court for a spell of years now. If you want my notions on it, when you see a feller pointing his finger at everybody else, accusing them, you better watch out for him.
Yeah, well, there's something in that, all right.
Squire's trying to lay this on everybody else's doorstep except in his own. Accusing Zenora. The very eyes. Well, there's the sweetest little woman. You can't even force her to take a little favor, hardly.
You can't, huh?
It's just a shame that a pretty little thing like her has to go out and preform in front of all them people in that old wore-out costume of hers.
What's the matter with it? Looks all right to me.
Oh, the spangles is getting rusty, I think. Bent, sort of. But she'd never say anything about getting a new one.
Oh, no, I'm sure she wouldn't.
Well, she wouldn't. I had to argue with her 10 or 15 minutes before she'd even give me her measurements she'd wrote down.
Measurements? What for?
Why, for her new costume. That's what for.
Uh-oh.
Granny, she's sure is going to be surprised when she sees a new one I ordered for her.
Yes, she'll more likely be overcame. Just how much did this new costume cost?
Oh, not much. I don't recollect right now. $60, $90.
How much did it cost you, Lum?
I told you I don't recollect just now. Summer's in that neighborhood, though.
Well, that's a pretty fancy neighborhood. Did you tell Squire about that?
No, why should I? Ain't none of his business. Besides, it's good for the show. More of an invest, you might say.
Yeah, you might.
Well, anyway, I don't like him accusing somebody like Zenora taking that money. And I told him so, too.
Well, you said he's accusing everybody. Who else did he mention?
Well, he just same accused me there once. Won't know if I sure I put the money in there. I already got up right then. Wait a minute. Hey, Cedric, come here a minute. I want to talk to Cedric. Squire was accusing him, too.
Cedric? Why, he never done it. I know that.
Why, of course not. He don't even know the combination on the safe. Well, where were you going, Cedric?
Why, I was going...
Ain't hard now.
I was, no place. I don't even know. I was just walking around, sort of.
Oh, well, come on in and sit down over there, Cedric.
Yeah, I want to have a little talk with you.
Yes, Paul. What do you want to talk about?
Cedric, you might not have noted, but there was some money took out of the safe here either Thursday night or Friday.
Oh, yes, Mom, I knowed about that. It was $430.70.
Yeah, that's right, Cedric. That's just what it was.
Yeah, you don't know who took it or nothing like that, do you?
Well,
of course he don't, Lum. You know Cedric never took it.
Well, I knowed in reason you didn't myself, Cedric, but there's another fellow around here that's sort of accusing you of it. I wanted to cross-examine you so as I could prove to him that you don't know nothing about it.
Yes, Mom?
Well, you just tell Squire that Cedric don't know nothing about it, Lum. And you better get on around there in front, too. Folks will be wanting to buy tickets and can't get into the show.
Well, I've got to get my tickets and change together here. Run around front there, Abner, and tell Squire to keep his field going till I get there.
Well, all right, but you hurry up now.
Yeah, I will. Let's see now. I've got to get in that safe again so I can recollect the combination. Sort of slips my mind. And see, it starts here at naught, I know that.
Yes, Mom.
And then around to the right to 70 and back to
20.
Yeah, 20. Then back to 45, I recollect that. And then, let's see.
70 again.
Yeah, that's right, 70. Yeah, that ought to open it. Yeah, that's got it. See, I better take about $20 out for... Wait a minute here.
What's the matter, Mr. Long?
It's gone. It's gone again. I put $211 in here last night. Somebody's robbed this safe again. Hey, Abner!
Now, wait a minute. It appears that Cedric has a better memory than some people give him credit for.